From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. For almost 20 years, the Universe Soul Circus, that's Soul, S-O-U-L, has been pitching its tent in urban plazas across the country. It was founded as a showcase for black talent to inspire black audiences. It's evolved into an eclectic mix of acts from around the world in hopes of diversifying its audience. Andrea Hsu caught up with the circus outside Washington, D.C.
In the beginning, all of the talent was black. They came from Africa, the Caribbean, and the U.S. Today, Universal still opens with black performers, a classically trained ballerina, followed by a trio of West African horsemen in shimmery blue spandex. They gallop around the ring at top speeds, and then come the gymnastics. One flips himself completely around the horse's torso while it's running. Another stands up on horseback and throws his hands in the air, all at full gallop. Later, there are stilt walkers from Trinidad and Tobago, Mongolian aerial acrobats, and the Shaolin Kung Fu warriors from Shaolin Monastery in central China. The warriors' heads are shaved, their bodies draped in yellow robes. They bow to the audience and then leap into battle, swords flying. They thrill the audience with their strength, precision, and crowd-pleasing nerve. They break a wooden dowel over one guy's head and a second dowel over another vulnerable spot. Don't worry, he's okay. After their set, the Shaolin warriors retire to the trailer they share with the acrobatic contortionists from Guinea. Troop leader Liu Xiaofeng says they'd never performed with a circus before. They heard that Universal was one of the best in America. For most of the Shaolin warriors, it's their first time in the U.S. and their first time seeing so many African Americans in person. 20-year-old Li Dongwei says before coming here, his impressions of black people were based on violent movies. Before the first show, they weren't sure whether black audiences would be into them. But crowds cheered them on at volumes they hadn't heard back home. There's a big difference, says Liu Xiaofeng. A black audience doesn't suppress its emotions. In China, he says, maybe because of Confucianism, people are more reserved.
To me, soul is not a color. Soul is a flavor.
That's Universal's co-host, Zanda Zeke Charles, 54 years old and 4.5 feet tall. He's been with the circus since day one.
So anybody from any country come in and do what we do. We put our music to it, their culture to it, and it's like, voila. You give something to the community that they rarely or barely ever get a chance to see.
Today, Universal's community remains predominantly black. But as he roams the stands giving out hugs, Zeke says he's seeing more and more families of other colors.
When I walk around the audience to see their little kids, the Chinese little kids, seeing someone in the ring of their culture, that puts pride to them.
Back in the ring, Zeke is running the Soul Train Line, an audience participation dance-off. Five men and five women run down the aisles from all corners of the tent. All African-American, as usual, except one. She's Yiling Han, a Chinese-American psychologist and mother of two young children who watch from the stands.
And I kind of like to embarrass them.
The crowd approves of her dance moves. And on her way out, Zeke gives her a high five. He hopes she'll be back. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Hsu.